So I write in the book about David Levin, the one of the founders of KIPP, that he, you know, the first graduating class from KIPP Academy, his initial school in the South Bronx, had incredible test scores, you know, the fifth highest in New York City. And then they went on to college and they did not graduate in the numbers that they were supposed to. And this led him to really question what he had assumed in the past, which was that it was those test scores that really were going to matter, the cognitive skills behind them that were really going to matter for college graduation. So that's what pushed Dave Levin to start thinking more about character, to start thinking about what character strengths really matter in terms of college graduation. So the character strengths that KIPP schools are now starting to teach are an attempt to raise those numbers. They are basically an argument that if you're a low-income kid without a lot of family resources, trying to make it through 4 years of college, you certainly need a lot of solid cognitive skills, but you need something more. You need grit and perseverance and zest.
You've written a lot about this intersection between poverty and education, poverty and parenting, and why is that?
I think that my main interest is in poverty, as in kids, particularly kids who are growing up in disadvantage and have a lot of trouble succeeding. I feel like you can see this in the national statistics and you can see it in the daily lives of kids in high poverty neighborhoods and high poverty schools. They really have a lot of obstacles to success. And I think this is a big problem for the country as a whole. And it's a problem that's not in general getting better. It's arguably getting worse. And it's one that I think we don't actually know how to solve. So what I'm, I think, arguing for in this book is really a bigger rethinking of how we deal with kids in poverty. And I think that's necessary. I think the kind of school reforms that we've done over the last 10, 20, 30 years are not enough on their own, that we really need to think about all of the services that we provide to poor kids. Right now, they're very much siloed between different departments, different city agencies and nonprofit groups, and think about them in terms of how they affect a child all through that child's life. And I think there's lots of evidence that when we get the right kind of support to kids, they can do well, even in really tough circumstances. But right now, we're not doing a good job of providing them with that kind of help. The help that we provide is much more haphazard, scattered, often very alienating. But I think we can do better.
Okay, well, Paul Tough, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.